Blog Talk Radio.
Hola, mis queridos y gamers, this is Nurse Hatchet. You are listening to the Wolf Pack.
You are listening to Full Spectrum Horror.
10.
Going Scares, everybody. This is William Pattison, a.k.a. Eric Morris, and welcoming you to this additional part of Full Spectrum Horror. The thing is that the horror sex symbol, Christopher Hyland, has went off to beddy-bye. So I am going to continue the show here. Unfortunately, my review got cut off there at the end, so I wanted to continue that, and then I'm going to do a little promotional work for a few things. Anyways, so to get back to my review, I was reviewing the film Headless, which is a retro slasher film that is incredible. I highly recommend it to everybody. It's about a skull mass killer who goes and he chops women's heads off. He eats their eyeballs, and then what he does is he screws them through their necks, their heads. It's freaky, and that, I mean, he even drinks the blood and shit. This film was actually started through a crowdfunding thing because people wanted to actually see the film Headless, which started out, it was a subplot in a film that the filmmaker used in his 2012 indie film, Found. The thing is that in Found, this guy has an obsession about this film Headless. And that's what inspires him to kill people in Found. So the thing is that people just so wanted to see Headless that the filmmaker did an Indiegogo campaign and actually got the funding and made this film. So that tells you something that's amusing about it. You know, I mean, this film was done very well. It has old-style special effects. I mean, the heads do not look real and stuff. So, I mean, it's the old-style special effects. It looks like it's a 70s film. So, you know, very well done. I mean, bravo to the director on that. And honestly, I have to give Headless 10 howls for that one. I mean, this is incredible work. I mean, even the script feels like a 70s B-movie slasher film. I mean, it's not Shakespeare in that. I mean, the storyline is just tacky. The script, the lines in the script were intentionally had that 70s feel, and you had, you know, 70s dialogue in it, 70s style dialogue and really bad acting, and it was done intentionally, but it doesn't feel intentional. That's the best part of it, is if you didn't know that it was a 2015 film, you would honestly think that this was a 1978 film. So, yeah, I say bravo for this. film. So I give it 10 howls. Alrighty, so anyways, so continuing with stuff here, I want to give myself a little plug here, since the thing is that I have a little event that's coming up, in, on September 5th. I am actually going to be doing a book signing. And, I've been waiting to do a book signing for the longest ass time. Seriously. Since I've had psychotic state out, I've been trying to do book signings, and it's been just all over the place I've tried to put in. But recently, I found this little place in San Mateo that was willing to do my book signing, and so all of you Bay Area Howleys, come on down, I'm going to be there on Saturday, September 5th, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. It's a coffee shop in San Mateo, Mini Coffee, on 800 South B Street, Suite 500. It's on the corner of 9th and B. And so I will be there. I will do a reading, and I will do a signing. I'll be signing copies of Psychotic State, the novel. So you can get your copy of Psychotic State, the novel. I'll be selling them for $20 signed, and you'll get a free signed bookmark for my upcoming book, Symphony of Death, Part 1, Robert Diablo. The highly anticipated Robert Diablo. So, definitely, if you're in the Bay Area and that, come check it out. You can get yourself a nice cup of coffee. I'd love to sit and chat with some fans, sell some books. Share a cup of Joe with you, cool, and all that. Another event, I'm actually going to this, so it's something that my sister and I are going to. And that is a friend of mine, YouTube and Facebook friend of mine, Felicia Day. She's on August 15th, she's putting out her memoirs. And they're called... called You're Never Weird on the Internet, Almost. So this is the Felicia Day story. And so she is actually doing a book tour all over the place. If you're in New York, she will be at the Housing Works Bookstore Cafe at 7 p.m. on August 10th. That's 126 Crosby Street, New York, New York. And fans who pre-purchase book through Word Bookstore or Houseworks are guaranteed entry, time space permitting, signing. line may be open to public who purchase the book elsewhere. Alrighty, so definitely pre-order your book and, you know, before August 10th, which is only a couple days. Ah, cute. Alrighty, on Tuesday, August 11th, she is going to be in Ridgewood, New Jersey, and that's at Bookends at 7 p.m., 211 East Ridgewood Avenue, Ridgewood, New York, or New Jersey. Sorry, Ridgewood, New Jersey. Purchase the book from Bookends, required to enter signing line. Alrighty, so anyway, the next one is Wednesday, August 12th in Brookline, MA. And that's Coolidge Corner Theater with Brookline Booksmith at 6 p.m., 290 Harvard Street, Brookline, MA. Tickets are $5 or free with purchase of the book from Brookline Booksmith. August the 13th, my birthday. She's going to be in Toronto, Ontario at Indigo Easton Center, 7 p.m., 220 Yonge Street, Toronto, Ontario. Details to come, of course. Saturday, August the 15th, she's going to be in Austin, Texas at Book People, 6 p.m., 603 North Lamar Boulevard, Austin, Texas. This includes entry and one book. Fans who purchase the book elsewhere can buy something of equal value from Book People in order to receive a ticket for the signing line. Monday, August 17th, it's going to be at Tempe, Arizona. At Changing Hands, 7 p.m., 624 South McClintock Drive, Tempe, Arizona. Book purchase from Changing Hands required for entry to book signing line. Alrighty. Wednesday, August 19th. Los Angeles, California, Skylight Books, 7:30 p.m., 1818 North Vermont Avenue, Los Angeles. Book purchase from Skylight required to enter signing line. So, yeah, you have to buy your book at the thing here. Alrighty, now Thursday, this is in my area. August 20th, San Francisco, California, Jewish Community Center of San Francisco, 7 p.m. This is going to be talk and book signing. So that's on 3200 California Street. Go, California. It's a ticket event. Okay, Friday, August 21st. San Francisco again at Book Passage at 12:30 p.m., 1 Ferry Building, San Francisco. Book required to enter signing line. So you have to buy the book at Book Passage and to get at the signing line. Alrighty, now this is going to be the event that I am going to go to, and that is on Saturday, August 22nd in Santa Cruz, California, Bookshop Santa Cruz, 7 p.m., 1520 Pacific Avenue, Santa Cruz, California. I'm going to be at that one. So if you're an Eric Morris, William Pattison fan, and you want to catch up with me at the event as well, you know, just to say hi and stuff. I'm going to be at the Bookshop Santa Cruz getting a book and sign, getting it signed by Felicia Day and giving her a couple of presents. I'm going to give her a copy of Psychotic State, the novel, and a copy of The Traveler, Conflict of Interest. So, anyways, next one is Monday, August 24th in Portland, Oregon. Powell's Book at Cedar Hills Crossing, 6 p.m., 3415 Southwest Cedar Hills Boulevard in Beneverton, Oregon. Book required to enter signing line. Anyways, so there are other ones. You can find out more about the book tour and everything else at FeliciaDayBook.com. And I just wanted to give that little plug because, you know, Felicia Day is a buddy of mine. So, you know, wanted to absolutely make sure that Felicia gets plugged here. Because she is a cool lady and a good buddy of mine. I've known her for a while on Facebook and Twitter, and of course, you know, on YouTube. So, cool deal. So, anyways, you know, that's pretty much what I wanted to talk about. You know, just, you know, give a little bit more here for the show and promote that. Also, remember that you know, I'm going to be doing Martinsville Horror Fest. Actually, for those of you who are unaware, the convention has been changed. The convention is actually going to be on November 13th. And Derek Young is in the process of changing venues. It's going to be in Franksville, Virginia. So, you know, he's saying that the new venue is going to be a lot better. He's going to be able to have the film festival and the convention at the same venue. So, you know, hopefully this is an improvement and hopefully this doesn't screw anybody up. But, you know, I'm still looking forward to it. I want to see a whole bunch of Howleys there. I want to see some people and, you know, sign copies of Psychotic State for the fans and that. And, you know, I mean, you know, even if you don't want a copy of Psychotic State, you know, just come over and talk to me. I mean, I'd love to talk to some fans and that. I mean, you know, let's be serious. I mean, you know, I'm not in, you know, this to make a shitload of money. I'm here to see the fans. And that's what I want to do, is I want to see my fans. And I want to hang out with them. So, you know, keep, you know, check out the Martinsville Horror Fest website to get the updated information so that you can get tickets and so that you can get to the new, find out about the new venue and stuff. But please definitely check it out. Because, you know, it's not going to be like Epic Con. It's not going to be all screwed up because Derek's really taking the time to work on that. And the reason why he's doing this new venue is because it's going to be better. It's going to be better for everybody. Having everything in one spot is going to be fantastic. So, you know, don't think of this as him messing it up. He is actually doing something better. And, hell, it's going to be a convention on a Friday the 13th for Friday the 13th and for the anniversary of Friday the 13th with a showing of Friday the 13th. How can that be wrong? So, check it out. So, anyways, this is William Patterson, a.k.a. Eric Morris, for the Wolf Pack, saying keep America strong, watch horror films, and release the beast.